On today's show, Warren Buffett disagrees with GM short-term thinking, technology that lets everyone in the car set the volume where they want it, and Volkswagen tries to sell wagons in the American market again. And all that and more is coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 11th of 2015. Did you hear what billionaire investor Warren Buffett said about GM caving in to those four Wall Street investment funds? They got the company to buy back shares and give more cash to shareholders. In a March 2nd interview on CNBC, Buffett says, and I quote here, he totally disagrees with trying to get a short-term increase in the stock price. Too bad the GM board did not listen to one of the most successful investors in history, who, by the way, owns more GM stock than those investment funds. And in a statement yesterday, Buffett talked about his investment in the Van Tuyl Automotive Retail Group. Buffett promised that it would be, and I quote again here, thriving and growing 50 and 100 years from now. Now, that's the kind of long-term thinking that's made Buffett one of the richest people in the world. And I hope the GM board takes note of that. There's a growing trend of new homeowners buying a new car within months of buying a new house. To cash in on that, Hyundai teamed up with the real estate broker RE/MAX. The automaker will give over 57,000 RE/MAX agents preferred pricing to buy a Hyundai with the idea of making a good first impression with their clients. You will also see Hyundai mentioned in the broker's advertising. Speaking of Hyundai, it's been complaining that it can't get the production it needs in the U.S. market, so now come reports that it will build a second plant in the U.S. It'll likely be right next to its existing plant in Alabama, with capacity of 300,000 vehicles a year, most of which will be SUVs. Be sure to catch this week's Autoline After Hours. Our guest is Chad Juchter, the chief engineer on the Chevrolet Corvette. And if you're dying to ask him any question, get it in early. Shoot an email to viewermail@autoline.tv and then join us live starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, or you can watch it later on our website or YouTube channel. Still to come, behind the wheel of the new Golf Sport Wagon, letting everyone in a car listen to the volume they want, and you tell us the difference between car dealers and retailers.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Harman is a supplier to the automotive industry, but you may know it better by the brands it has, like JBL, Mark Levinson, and Revel. Now, Harman is offering a noise cancellation system that lets every passenger in a car listen to music or their mobile phone or navigation commands as loud or as quiet as they want. In a demo that I got to hear, they cranked up AC/DC's Back in Black super loud for me sitting in the front passenger seat. But in the driver's seat, you could barely hear it. And if a phone call comes in, you can carry on a conversation while everyone else has their own individual music cranked up as loud or as quiet as they want. Harman calls it individual sound zones. By putting speakers in the headrests and above each passenger and using noise cancellation technology, they can let everybody in the car listen to whatever they want at the volume they want. I'm telling you, words do not do this justice. If you're at all involved in developing automotive audio systems in the automotive industry, you've got to hear this for yourself because it's truly impressive technology. Hey, would you like the look of a classic car, but one that comes with the latest technology? Well, check out a company called Revology, founded by former Ford SVT engineer Tom Scarpello. It's producing brand new first-generation Mustangs, true to the original design, but underneath the skin, it's all new, with a fuel-injected 5-liter V8, power four-wheel disc brakes, and a completely new suspension setup. There are some minor changes to the body to accommodate the new components, but the panels from the Revology Mustang will fit an original. The car even comes with a warranty. Orders can be placed now for delivery in 2016, and the only question is, would you spend $120,000 for a modern-day Mustang? The new VW Golf Sport Wagon goes on sale next month in the U.S., and we just got a chance to get behind the wheel. It replaces the Jetta Sport Wagon, and of course, it pretty much looks the same as a Golf. And the interior is basically the same too, but with more room. U.S. customers will have the choice of two engines, a 1.8-liter four-cylinder gasoline or a 2-liter diesel. The gas engine can be mated to a 5-speed manual or a 6-speed automatic, while the diesel comes with a 6-speed manual or a 6-speed dual clutch. The gas engine gets a combined 29 mpgs. The diesel comes in at 35. We found the diesel somewhat noisy and a little sluggish at low speeds, but once you're cruising, it's much more nimble on the road, and the power is there when you need it. For those who want something that offers the space of a small SUV, but is more fun to drive, the Golf Sport Wagon starts at $22,000 with the gas engine. The diesel starts at just over $25,000. Coming up next, it's time for you to unload on You Said It.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
And now it's time for some of your feedback. Do we need to stop calling car dealers dealers and refer to them as retailers instead? And should we stop calling dealerships dealerships and refer to them as stores? That's the idea that our colleagues at Ward's Dealer Business are suggesting, and we asked you for your thoughts, and you had a lot to say. Bradley says that if the dealers will stop wheeling and dealing, they can call themselves retailers. Until they have firm, fixed pricing, they are dealers. John M. wrote in to say, uh-oh, hold your tongues. It sounds like the PC police are on patrol at Ward's, and G.A. Brannigan is on the same page. Looks like Ward's is snorting unicorn farts in their cubicles instead of actually working. They're actually working. David Sproul says, my thought was the derogatory nature of wheeler dealer or drug dealer was spawned from the treatment most received in the past from auto dealers. Ouch. Buzzard says, this reminds me of people who think that Teletubbies are promoting a gay agenda or hearing satanic lyrics when playing LPs backwards. Maybe it's got more to do with a guilty conscience. Jay Hundertmark says, changing the name will make no difference. Changing the name does not change the behavior. Dealers that are honorable businesses will most likely remain so. Chuck Grenchy is on the same page. I try to give every retail franchise the benefit of the doubt until some show their stripes and get themselves labeled as stealers. HTG is thinking along the same lines. I wonder how BMW and Porsche dealerships feel about being called stealerships. Own it, helmet, he says. Hey, thanks for all your letters and comments. They're a great addition to this show. But that wraps up today's show. I want to thank you for watching.